This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
For the first time since 2019... one of our teams got rid of a coach today. Derek Shelton's been on the job with the Pirates since the start of the 2020 season. Mike Sullivan was hired midway through the 2016 campaign of the Penguins, and we know with Tomlin, he's been here since 2007. He's the longest tenured coach now in the NFL. And the parallels here between the Penguins and the Steelers are obvious. I mean, both teams have had a lot of success, but not a lot lately. Both teams have become, in the Penguins' case, below average and worse than mediocre. Steelers, high-end mediocrity, where they make the playoffs every year. And we were talking about this when I was really pumping iron today at the gym, was doing some new workouts there.
Okay.
We brought the wedge out for squats, so I didn't have my feet, you know, flat on the ground. We're trying to up the ante and make it even harder now on me.
Are you doing back squats with your feet on a wedge? Like barbell back squats?
Yeah.
How much weight are they putting on the bar while you're
It's in kilograms, so you wouldn't be able to do the...
Really? Because I know the kilogram conversion.
Oh, I didn't know that Mulsey is a metric system honk.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, that's like the proper one.
Going for like 400 kilos.
So that's 880 pounds.
There is a ballpark, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But anyways...
Interesting. You'd be the literal strongest man on the planet.
Wouldn't that be a...
Be squatting more than Saquon Barkley did.
I'm leaving the show
To be training in Romania with the rest of the power lifters.
Yep.
Yes. Anyway.
So everybody was doing it, and I was too. Sullivan, we find out he's done. Everybody rushes to get on the radio station and call in or go on Facebook, go on X, go on Instagram, and thank Mike Sullivan. Like, that was the immediate reaction. It was not, well, good riddance. See you later. You haven't won a playoff series since 2018, you jackwagon. This was long overdue. This Chinese food that we left in the fridge for 6 days curdled on us. It wasn't any of that. Dude's missed the playoffs 3 straight years, and universally, it was let's take time to acknowledge what a great job he's done. And the comment I made at the gym about it was this. That's not going to happen for Mike Tomlin. Like, Mike, you could easily make the argument, Tomlin, not Sullivan. You could make the argument year to year, Tomlin's a better coach than Sullivan. Sullivan won one more championship, but body of work, resume, win percentage, just, okay, black and white. Was this a good season? Yes or no?
Tomlin's avoided what's happened to Sullivan the last couple of years, especially this year, where they've just started to crater.
Tomlin has more good seasons than Sullivan. But my prediction is whenever Tomlin retires, I just don't think that's going to happen. Do you?
Why do you think it won't happen?
Because I think, like, number one, the all-time scoreboard says 2-1. Sullivan's doubled up Mike. There's a lot of...
But you're not really comparing the two. It's just, will Tomlin get the same kind of send-off that Mike got?
I mean, the team will. Art Rooney...
Comparing him to Chuck Knoll. Mike Sullivan coached hockey.
Yeah, Art Rooney is going to do the same thing, or whoever is in charge of, like, leading that press conference when Tomlin's done. The same things will go out from the team that went out for Sullivan today. Fancy press release, thank you. You know, all kinds of mementos and memories the team will send out from its own, publications and outlets and things like that.
Yeah.
But the fans won't agree with it.
Why the fans, that's my question. I know. Why do you think he's going
to
be?
Well, I said 2-1. Sullivan's won twice, and Mike's only in, and Tomlin's only won
once. But it's still a championship. We're talking about how many titles have you won? Implication: you've actually won one, which he will have always done.
Yep.
So he hasn't ever bottomed out, and the Penguins at for a long stretch of this year on the NFL landscape, or NFL, NHL landscape, were completely irrelevant other than Sid's pursuit of the Gretzky points per game record, 20 consecutive seasons. Mike has, for better or worse, and I only mean worse in the sense that it usually makes it very tough to find your next quarterback. How many games have they played in his tenure where they did not have a mathematical chance to now?
One.
Is it still one?
Still one.
Always forgot. Yeah, there was the one where it was a very slight chance, but it was a chance nonetheless. So in his career, as a Steelers fan, you've watched one game that had no stakes where they could not make the playoffs no matter what.
Yep.
One.
Yep.
Like, there is, I would think, for the drumbeat of sports are a fun distraction that we all get very into and you just like to feel like your team's in it. He's done that better than pretty much anyone I've ever seen.
Like, I will probably, the day it happens with Tomlin, which is still probably 20 years away.
Well, you're going to hire a marching band like Nick Wright would do for his show.
I will sneak in there, hey, he's a Super Bowl 43 champion. At the time, he was the youngest head coach to win a Super Bowl. But it won't feel like the lead part of it. You know, like, I think people, instead of debating whether or not Mike Sullivan deserved to be fired or let go or however it went down, the number one thing people wanted to do today was praise Sullivan for his years of service.
I mean, I do think Penguins fans are also... presumably people who are Penguins first, every other team second. Like, everyone has their hierarchy of what team they like best based on what sport they like best. I do think Penguins fans have always been very protective of their guys against other Pittsburgh sports fans who don't prioritize hockey.
I don't necessarily agree with that, though.
Oh, it's my observation. You could disagree with
understand
it, but that's what
that,
I see them
okay,
do.
But I'm going to bring up a couple of guys, and you tell me if I'm wrong about this. I don't sense that Penguins fans do that when it comes to Malkin and Letang.
Well, Malkin,
they'll be the first two guys, if they feel like it, to just tear them down and rip them down.
I think that's more of a media creation where people hate Malkin. They have to have somebody who's the foil to Crosby. Well, you can't have two guys that you love.
Well, hold on. I think, like, you might say that media, like, create debates and discussions where it turns into
Crosby,
you know,
is the guy who
side,
can do no wrong, but, and then Malkin is the, look at him, he's a malcontent, he doesn't care, he's this, Letang's a hothead.
But I'm saying not even like in those extreme instances, like, I don't think that either one of those guys, even among rational, level-headed fans, is immune from criticism. And to be fair, I think when those guys retire, it'll be the same thing. Like, it won't be like, wow, this is way overdue, they should have traded him. It'll be like, thank you, Evgeny Malkin, for winning three Stanley Cups here. And the same thing with Letang. But I just did find it interesting that most sports fans here, their gut reaction was to sing the praises of Sullivan today, even though he hasn't won anything since 2018. And it's just, it's not going to be that way unless something radically changes with Tomlin between now and when he retires.
Mike won another Super Bowl and then retired 3 years after. If 3 years from now the Steelers win it all, or like, when is his deal up? 27? Or 28, whatever. If in the last year of his current deal that they just did for him, they win the Super Bowl, he signs one more contract, and then they don't win it again, but they're 3 years removed from a Super Bowl, then it'll be, wow, like, what a bookend.
Yes, but that seems like a ridiculous hypothetical because of where the team is at.
I mean, I think
that
I think that Mike Tomlin is blamed for more of the Steelers' perceived ills, and they have been in balance better than the Penguins in the sense that they haven't won a title as recently, but they have not bottomed out. Than Mike Sullivan was ever blamed for the Penguins.
I mean, do you think that your first thing to do when Mike Tomlin either retires or is done here will be to say thanks for the memories? Come on.
It won't, but my first reaction will just be relief that we can do another topic other than should the Steelers fire Mike Tomlin? Is Mike Tomlin the boogeyman who's ruined everybody's Christmas?
We don't do should the Steelers fire Mike Tomlin because we know that'll never happen. We talk about, like, where he... you know, ruins the franchise from the inside out.
I'll just be relieved. I'll be relieved that we'll be beyond some, and I don't think it's all lazy, but some of it is just like stretches credulity. I know that the head coach has a lot of sway in any organization, but I feel like there are people who, if they woke up with a backache, would blame Mike Tomlin for it.
I did have a backache this morning.
And you would be one of the first people I would assume would blame him for it. I do find it to be at times very convenient and very lazy that he gets, and I think he has a ton of control, don't get me wrong. But like sometimes, and I couldn't come up with maybe like a specific example, it's, oh, Mike made this happen or Mike did this. It's my favorite version of it is during the draft. If they pick a guy everyone likes, then Omar Khan or before him, Kevin Colbert made that pick. Great job. If they pick a guy everyone kind of hates right away and says, what were they doing? Can you believe they let Tomlin take control and make the, and I just find that very intellectually lazy and very much like speaking of another just very personal anti-Tomlin agenda. Like if you say that kind of stuff to me, you just don't like the guy, period. Not, you don't like the guy as a football coach. You don't like the guy and wish he wasn't the coach because you don't like him.
Which honestly, though, I mean, I'd like for people to just admit that, but that's also fine in sports.
Yeah, like I mean, if you don't, if you find somebody to be a huge jackass,
yeah, I'm
personally,
just not a fan of this person.
Yes,
yeah, that's okay.
But no one wants to admit that. Everyone wants to act like it's some highfalutin, well thought out criticism. Just say you can't stand the guy. You find him arrogant, off putting, whatever it might be. Mm. Just say it.
Donnie, do you think your gut reaction would be the day Tomlin retires to like go find the stock image of him with a Lombardi over his head and say, hey, Mike, thanks for the memories?
No, probably not in the same sense that I did for Mike Sullivan.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think a lot of people are going to feel, and myself included, like, yeah, this expiration date was here for Sullivan for sure, and maybe it is a year overdue, maybe even more so. But they're going to feel like with Tomlin, it is several years overdue. And if he wasn't employed by the Steelers, the team that invented their own rule, then he would have been gone long, long ago.
Pony, when did you feel like both of you guys, just give me a year. I'll give you a chance to think about it. When did each of you feel that the worm turned and give me the first justifiable year where you felt like the team, either the Penguins or the Steelers, could have parted ways with either coach? First year where you said, if they fire Mike Sullivan after this year, it'll be justified. If they fire Mike Tomlin after this season, it'll be justified.
So people like to bring up the Jags game, but I think that's kind of ridiculous because they were in the AFC Championship game the year before.
Correct, and they were favored to get back there again that year.
Yeah, so that's not my favorite example of that.
And then 2 years after that, he somehow went 8-8 with one of the worst quarterback rooms in history.
Yeah, they fell apart at the end of the season, but I don't look at that as like a fireable
offense. It's not a fireable
offense.
Anyone says going 8-5 for the first 13 games is borderline miraculous.
So I would have put him on, notice after the Cleveland loss in the playoffs. And then I honestly think any season after that, you would have been justified.
Well, even though
any year
on notice
that
comes after a year where they won the division and went, 12-4? Now, granted, I'm saying that to play devil's advocate, knowing that I was the lead cheerleader of, God, this team is the worst 12-4 team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I'm not firing him after that season.
But, okay, so 2021, after the 2021 year is the first year you would have established
this. I think
this.
Any season after that, you would have been justified
like
to let him go.
But after the full season.
Yes.
So okay.
Yes.
So, Donnie, he says 21 for Tomlin. What do you say? After the 21 season, any time after?
I would have thought maybe the first point of notice could have been 2018 when you had a lot of the same.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I did gloss over that.
Off, 7-2-1. You have a, like, 2 or 3 game lead in the division. In December, you completely collapse. Not only do you not win the division, you miss the playoffs entirely.
And Pony,
I like his answer better.
I do too. I think he thought of it better, and he also didn't fall into my trap of glossing over a year where you and I, Pony, both, before Donnie was even on the show or maybe even employed at the station, you and I thought that team could actually make a run. They looked for a second like they were peaking. They had beaten Brady, etc. I would say probably, though, I wouldn't hold that against them. I think I'm right around 21 or 22. I think like
what was the point of asking that question? Just out of curiosity.
Well, to go all the way back to the beginning, like I just wonder when you compare and contrast these two, because you're talking about sell-by dates for these guys, like when the expiration date was. I want to know how close together they are. Basically, I mean, Tomlin's, we got all the way to like within the last 3 or 4 years, but like when was it for Sullivan? They lose to Kuznetsov in the Caps, and the year the Caps win it all. They get humiliated the next year, like spectacularly by the Islanders,
and then they lost.
They get
to
humiliated
the Canadians.
By the Canadiens. How many, and then they get beaten again the next year. Like, I think they're right around the same time.
Like, yeah,
it was a much quicker plummet from the top for Sullivan. For Tomlin, it's been like a slow walk downhill.
When the Penguins lost game 82 to the worst team in the NHL that was trying to tank at home, Chicago, that should have been Sullivan's.
I thought that was game 81, and then they lost
to Columbus. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. They had one more game. I tried to erase that one from my memory.
So I guess my point is, Tomlin, it's been like a slow, gradual descent, which I actually think is worse for his standing with the public because you haven't seen an uptick yet from him. It's been like more or less continual small disappointments year after year.